Landry Show, 1-800-449-8686. By the way, nice job with that submarine. Well, I guess it's as good a place as any that surfaced, because my brother was in the submarine service in the Navy, and in the 1960s, my brother was on a nuclear sub, and he was commissioned on the USS Barb, which he got commissioned on that just after the Thresher, which some of you old-timers and some of you people who are just submarine freaks will know was destroyed. It blew up. One of the reactors just went nuts on this thing. And so apparently what these guys were practicing on that submarine was some kind of emergency surfacing technique, and just so happened there was a fishing boat full of guys. But, you know, what the hell? Accidents happen. By the way, I want the name of that guy in media relations at the LA Extreme, because, seriously, this cat gets called up. He says, Phil Henry Show calling, we want to inquire about comp tickets. Now, you guys think that free tickets, that's like unheard of. In this business, it's not. Believe me, you get comped all the time. All the time. It is not unusual for all of your favorite radio. I'm just the only guy who's admitting it to you. Every one of your favorite radio personalities gets comped. They get comp tickets. I'll talk about it later. By the way, who's that guy in Rage Against the Machine? Simon De La Roca? Is that guy's, what's his name? Jesus De La Roca? Is this the guy who can't stand capital? Whatever bullcrap stance that band takes. Yeah, he was in Vanity Fair, the big cover shoot. Zach? Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that cat, I know, he's really down with his politics. That dude was in Vanity Fair, some glossy-ass cover shoot, wearing Calvin Klein and Bill Blass. Whatever that means. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. It's Phil Henry's show, and we are going to talk a little bit more about we're going to talk just a little bit more here about the film Hannibal. And I know that Margaret Gray is on the line. She saw the movie, and she's going to talk to us about it. She is talking to us from Santa Monica, where she lives right now. Is Margaret there? Okay, Margaret. Okay. I don't think that's the line. I don't know. I could be wrong. There she is. Margaret, you there?
Yes, darling. I'm right here.
Okay, I'm losing pieces of this board here, by the way. Can you hold on for a minute?
I don't know. For how long?
Will you just hold on for a minute?
All right.
We got technical problems. Okay. Wait a minute. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, hold on for a minute. All right, that's wrong. Okay, forgive me, all right? I want to talk about Hannibal.
I'm right here.
Hold on.
Well, for God.
All right. We're ready to go, kid. Sorry about that. We had some technical problems, and I apologize to my audience. Phil Henry here with Margaret Gray, who is the author of syndicated column Hannibal. Okay, let's get down to it, all right?
And by the way, I know the people at Media Relations there with the LA Extreme, and they should know better.
All right, I understand. I'm not going to make a big deal out of it right now. So my question for you is this. What do you think of the film?
Well, I share the concern, I think, of a lot of parents over the content in films, and more with a red-hot economy. Children have idle time. I think they have a lot of time on their hands. I think they try things. I know you talked about Jackass last week, Phil.
Now, that's the TV show that has that sort of gonzo host who, you know, does all kinds of crazy.
Does a lot of stunts.
Yeah, does a lot of physical stunts and things.
Yeah, and there's Jackass. There was the Beavis and Butthead controversy over fire, and the child that was using matches.
Right, and they can't use that anymore in that show, right?
That's right. There was also an interesting controversy around a film called The Program, which was a college football.
You're right, the guys laying in the street?
The members of the football team laying down in traffic, yes.
And didn't some real people try that?
Well, the word is there were some football players in real life who tried that and got hit by cars. So kids want to emulate what they see on screen. Rocky, I remember when the film Rocky came out, and he cracked the raw egg into the glass.
Yeah, I did that too. I was on my health kick.
Well, there was a lot of salmonella that resulted from that. But Tony Hopkins, who is a neighbor, by the way, in the Palisades, and is a remarkable actor, I think he should know better, because Tony's taken some desperate films, Audrey Rose, Instinct, Meet Joe Black. I think the smell coming off of those films alone would have warned him. But this is the first time that I think he has been irresponsible.
All right, now how do you think he has been irresponsible? If you want to say the movie's bad, it's bad. You're saying the movie's irresponsible?
I think it is, Phil, and I think any parent who sees this film is going to be shocked if they know that young people have access to it. They're impressionable. They try things.
What are they going to try? They're going to try cannibalism? Are they going to...
Phil, you think it's crazy. I think it's crazy. You aren't young anymore, and you're not a member of this generation.
And it... Well, thank you for reminding me, but I was young at one time.
Your generation, my generation, simply were not as desperate or as daring for these sort of high-speed kicks. You know, to use the word that the young people use today, they're looking for kicks. They got to go, man, go. And they would try this. Yes, they would.
Well, what are they going to try? It's a movie about a maniac. You know, it's...
Young people, again, Phil, today, are more daring than we were. They've got a lot less home parenting. And, you know...
Wait a minute. If you're talking about young people killing somebody...
No, I don't think they killed someone. What I'm talking about is if some kind of fad or some kind of cult around flesh-eating started. And I am so desperately afraid of that.
You got to be kidding me. I mean, the fact is...
I don't know, Phil, how they would do this, but a lot of these kids form clubs. They dare each other. They...
No, wait. A cult around flesh-eating...
Did they do the tricks on Jackass, yes or no? Did they?
You're talking about something that is so...
Don't they have vampire clubs?
What do you mean?
Don't they have the drug, blood-drinking cults and things like that?
Yeah, but I don't think that's mainstream kids. I think that's a bunch of freaky, goth, freaked out, you know, like Craig Taylor's friends, you know? I just think...
Phil, don't they, for kicks, try things, though? Drugs. When you and I were coming up, wasn't it acid, mescaline, peyote, and that...
Well, that was scary and that was daring, but I wasn't eating somebody's flesh. All right, and what you're saying, I think, as a parent, I understand that. And
I have two children of my own. They are grown now. If they were younger, I'd be very concerned. Because I think the message Tony Hopkins is sending is it's all right to go ahead and eat flesh. It's fun. He's a hero figure, Phil.
How do you see that? This is a movie that features this borderline. This guy is completely psychotic. He is
a hero, though, treated in this film. Everyone in this film who gets eaten is, or gets attacked, or whatever you want to call it, is a bad person. It's someone the audience wants to see dead. And
so what, is he like Superman or Batman?
He's a sort of dark side hero, yes. And as a result of that, What he does to dispatch these people becomes acceptable. And I am just very, very concerned that a lot of our young people are going to see this kind of thing, flesh-eating, cannibal or the cannibalism, the eating of a face. Let me ask you something. What are you going to do if one of your young people, and Phil, please God, I'm not saying I want this to happen, what are you going to do if one of your people feeds part of his face to a dog?
I would have the child committed to an insane asylum, all right? I would have the child committed...
Yes, but what if this becomes something the kids want to do?
I just don't see a parallel between Jackass and Hannibal. I see Jackass as fun stunts. This is a movie about eating people's flesh. I just don't think it's going to happen. 1-800-449-8686. This is Frank on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Sir, yeah, I was going to make a comment here. This, Margaret, you're out of your mind.
I'm out of my mind. What about Jackass?
Jackass, you're a jackass. That's how you bring up your kids. I got a 13-year-old and
I got a 12-year-old. Do you know what Jackass is?
Yes, I know what Jackass is.
All right, it's a television show that children are emulating. You don't have to call me names.
I apologize.
Uh-huh.
But it's all how you bring up your kids. I can take a 13-year-old to a movie, but I teach them ethics.
And
right?
What about other kids? And
I teach them how to bring them up.
What if your 13-year-old is at a party where someone says, let's eat human flesh? It's fun.
My 13-year-old knows better than that. Lloyd's the name of my 13-year-old, and he knows better than that. I teach Lloyd, and his mother teaches him these things.
Well,
right?
I will tell you,
so,
you
bring up your kids, right?
I will tell you this, that this is a very serious, in my opinion, situation that we need to keep our eyes on, Phil.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Henry Show. Margaret Gray on the line. Hannibal debuted this past weekend. We were talking about it, in fact, bagging on it, because Melissa saw it, said it sucked. And Margaret is on the line taking a different perspective. This kind of cannibalism practiced in the film could be emulated by young people. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Talking about Hannibal, the movie with Margaret Gray, and the movie that it debuted this past weekend at like $58 million, the movie about the psychopathic psychiatrist who's a cannibal. And your concern is that this film is like the TV show Jackass. Now, the TV show Jackass...
No, I understand that Jackass is a lot of stunts, but let's not just bring up Jackass.
Well, that is a lot of stunts, okay? In other words, it's not... It's not even criminal what they do on Jackass.
Let's not talk about that. Let's talk about the violence that we see. Gun violence and that kind of thing. Arson, whatever. The glorification of violence, whether it's using a gun or whether it's using a frying pan, Phil, or a wok or whatever, it is violence. And
so a kid, it's interchangeable in the mind of a kid, whether he's going to kill somebody with a gun or he's going to wok up their brain.
In my opinion, it's one of those fads that can get out of control with the wrong kind of kid, yeah. And if you're a parent listening to me right now, and you think that I'm being over the top, or you think that what I'm saying is not... Check out the Internet, Phil. There are cookbooks on the Internet. Right?
Cookbooks for what? For flesh?
For human flesh. And it's aimed at kids. You can have fun, you can cut off, you can eat your, you know, someone's rear end. I don't know what... in all these things contain. But these kids, Phil, are so impressionable.
Well, as far as stuff on the Internet goes, there's stuff on the Internet. There's always going to be stuff on the Internet. And
yeah, well, right now, in the wake of this film, they've got human flesh cookbooks. Now, to me, that's something parents should be mindful of.
I got to tell you something. If I ever found out that one of my kids was cooking up somebody else's head or whatever the hell,
you'd be angry?
Yes, I'd be angry.
Well, it would be too late, Phil.
And I don't think that worrying about it is the thing that we're supposed to do. Look, let me take a phone call here. Mark on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
If you're going to compare, you know, Hannibal to Jackass, you know, if your kids are even thinking that, then you need to check out your parenting ways and what rituals and beliefs you're installing into your kids.
Oh, so children should be allowed to see anything?
Okay, so if... Just because I saw Hannibal last night, just because I saw that, I'm going to go out and fry some brain.
I don't know.
Or just because I go see a drug dealer movie, I'm going to become a gangbanging drug dealer.
I don't know. I don't know how old you are. I don't know the circumstances of your life.
I'm still very young, and I do go out to a lot of parties with a lot of different varieties.
And you saw that movie last night, and it didn't look interesting to you.
No, I enjoyed the movie. Actually, I thought it was a great movie.
Okay.
I thought it was a good sequel to Silence of the Lambs.
All right.
And
what about walking Ray Liotta's brain?
You know, you can't compare the movies to real life. It's fake.
Well, what are you saying? This guy's going to want to go out and walk?
I can see your argument if you go compare it to, like, the WWF and backyard wrestling.
Okay, well, what's the difference?
Huge difference. It's stunts, like the WWF, and it's actual murder that you would do and be incarcerated for life for.
No, it's not murder.
As far as the cookbook,
take a piece of someone's rear end or a fleshy part of someone and cook it up, that's not murder.
Are you doing it with their consent?
What?
You have satanic rituals out there. You cannot borderline all religious beliefs. You got the weirdos out there that believe that satanic cannibalism is good, and you just like you can go on the Internet and your kids can learn how to make a bomb to blow up their school.
Exactly.
You're not going to be able to stop everything.
You know, you might think that Columbine wasn't going to, but I'll tell you something. If you don't want to see another Columbine, and this time it won't be guns, what are you laughing at?
Because it's just your reality, the check that you think that kids are going to actually go out and...
I want to follow through this. What do you mean, another Columbine?
You and this gentleman think it's funny, Phil.
Well, you're talking about another Columbine. What another Columbine?
I'm saying this time it could be a lot more gruesome. I'm saying instead of guns, it could be spatulas or barbecues. I don't know.
Well, see, you think, you know, you got to believe that. You got little kids that want to be like Michael Jordan. They want to be like, you know, The Rock or Bill Goldberg. I don't think you're going to have kids dressing up in Halloween costumes like Hannibal Lecter.
Thank you, sir. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here. Talking to Margaret Gray about the movie Hannibal and its the possibility that could be dangerous for impressionable young people. You know, we worry about gun violence because kids have access to guns, and we worry about any kind of violence because the wrong kind of kid may see the movie and react. And
well, Phil, kids have less access to guns than they do to a skillet. Children have less access to guns than they do than they do to a colander. They have less access to guns than they do to a soup pot. So in other words, if they have more access to something like a skillet, and you know, it really scares me to think that after this movie, kids will have the desire to have a barbecue, literally with friends, pieces of friends. And
I gotta ask you this question, okay? How sick are the kids that we have in this world today that they're going to start cooking and eating each other?
I don't know. As I mentioned to you,
as the result of seeing a movie, okay? Now, as the result of seeing Beavis and Butthead, they yell fire. As the result of seeing a movie, they may do this, they may do that, they may do a lot of different things. But as the result of seeing a movie about cannibalism, kids forming clubs and eating each other, like that guy's just said, it's a murder. Okay.
And as I pointed out, Phil, it doesn't have to be murder. You can willingly give up a part of your body for kicks. You see what I'm saying? You don't get...
Well, I don't understand the kicks. I don't get the kicks out of, carving off a finger and having somebody else eat it.
It's a thrill for them. They've never done it before. It's different.
Have somebody saw your skull off, for instance.
It's different.
Well, that's what they did in that movie, and that's what they did. They did more than that in that film. And to say that impressionable young people are going to start doing it.
Finger food, things like that. To me, Phil, it's what we have to look at. And as I said, it's on the Internet. Now, I don't know in what way you want to feed part of your face to somebody's dog, but the producers and directors, they had Tony Hopkins come out and be in this film. I haven't heard him categorically state that he doesn't eat flesh.
Who?
Tony Hopkins.
Oh, come on. Why should he have to do that? And
I really would like to see Tony Hopkins categorically state that he does not eat flesh. And only then am I convinced that we can turn this thing around.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Henry Show. Here is Monica. Hello.
Hi there.
Yeah, turn your radio down, please.
Oh, he's doing it right now. Okay, hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to comment on the fact that this person has the idea that internet, television, media, whatever it is that's influencing children,
yes.
You're absolutely wrong. You're absolutely wrong.
You don't think that a child's going to see Hannibal and not want to eat flesh.
I think it's up to the parents to decide whether or not they want their child to see a movie or look at the internet, and let the parents be responsible.
What if they go over to a friend's house? What if they spend the night at a friend's house and see it there?
Again, back to parenting. It's up to the parents to make sure that the child is responsible.
You don't have children, do you?
I do. I have two children.
And they don't have to sleep over? How old are they? They can't be very old.
No,
When they get to be teenagers,
I wouldn't allow them to.
I would explain
to them.
Why don't you shut up? I'm a mother. Shut up. I'm a mother. Shut up. I'm a mother.
Explain to them that this is not reality.
I am the mother of teenage boys, and I will tell you, wait until they're teenagers, and then tell me whether you can control them.
All right, well, thanks for your call. We can't hear anybody here. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Margaret Gray about the film Hannibal and about the possibility that your kid may want to go out and fry up someone's brains. We'll be back after this. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. We're joined now by David Holland, Program Director and Vice President of Syndication for our program, to talk about the Timothy McVeigh execution, which is scheduled for May the 16th. Timothy McVeigh convicted of bombing the Oklahoma City courthouse, and we're going to talk with him right now about that and about the broadcast ramifications of that event. And, David, you there?
I'm right here, Phil, yeah.
Okay. I know that there have been suggestions that they televise this event for the families.
Well, before you get into that, fellas broadcasters, I think we would agree that our job is to be responsible, and that is to provide the audience with a good sounding board. Timothy McVeigh is due to go down on May the 16th. He wants to move that up.
Yeah, now I read where he wants to move it up, and he wants to have it televised.
That's right. He wants to have it televised. So that, to me, I don't care one way or the other. My job is...
Well, can I offer an opinion?
Hold on for a minute. Let me give my opinion. My job is to make sure that we capitalize on the potential of the Timothy McVeigh execution in terms of ratings. And
okay, well, you just said it, and a lot of people are going to be unhappy.
Just let me finish before you provide a lot of your talk show host opinions, okay?
Right, but I mean, that's...
Just let me finish.
Go ahead.
We need to capitalize on the potential ratings-wise for the Timothy McVeigh execution.
What about the inhuman interest?
Would you do me a favor, Phil?
Yeah.
Would you be quiet for a minute?
Okay, but I want to...
Would you just...
Okay.
We need to... This is business. We're not here... I'm not here to help some old lady feel better about herself. I'm not here to save the children. Yes, I want to save the children if that's what the audience thinks that we should do. The bottom line is we're here...
For business.
For business. You got it. To that end, I want to do one of those deals like you did with the Rose Parade for this Timothy McVeigh. When they fry this guy on May the 16th, I want to...
Well, I don't know if they're going to fry him.
What are they going to do?
I think they're going to do lethal injection.
Oh, that is so pussy. God damn it.
Well, wait, David.
What?
What? What are you saying?
I'm saying... What are they doing?
I believe they're doing lethal injection.
God.
What's the problem?
That is so pussy. Look, if they are not going to fry this, this makes me even more...
Wait just a minute here. What do you want to do with the Timothy McVeigh execution?
I want you to do what you did for the Rose Parade. Play it for laughs. Play it for laughs, okay?
Making an execution funny is somehow wrong.
Look, hold on for a minute, Margaret Sanger. I want to ask you a question.
Okay, so now you're mocking me. You want me...
Listen to me. I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Why do you think you're there? Do you think you're there so that I can hear your art, or do you think you're there to try to sell a show?
To sell the show.
All right. Then I'm telling you, I'm not asking you, I want you to do the Timothy McVeigh execution for laughs. And
what makes you think people are going to think it's laughs?
What? You're kidding, right?
I'm kidding?
No, you think that people... What, do you think Timothy McVeigh is some guy that people like?
What I'm asking you is, why do you think people are going to see it played for laughs?
Because the guy's a piece of crap. Because he's a dirtbag. Because nobody cares whether he lives or dies. Nobody cares if you make a joke out of his death. This guy's a dirtbag, and what they want, what the audience wants to see, is this dirtbag humiliated. They want to see this dirtbag made fun of. Say stuff about him, okay? Did you get the copy I sent?
Yes, I did.
Okay, this is the stuff that I was just coming up with some concepts. So
well, you know...
Say something about... What I'm thinking is Vin Scully...
Hold on for a minute. You want me to play the Timothy McVeigh execution for laughs, and some of these lines here...
Like what?
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the execution of Timothy McVeigh. We invite you to pull up a chair and watch a real scumbag light up like high beams on a Ford with a gun rack.
Right.
This dirtbag, fresh from a shower rape. Oh, come on.
Now, people like that, okay? And, Phil, look, this is what your audience wants. I don't like it. You don't like it. But this is it. You doing the whole execution in a funny way. Let us humiliate this McVeigh and drag his name through the mud. That's what the people want. I want funny, and I want humiliating. I want it funny. Make it funny. Go ahead.
I beg your pardon?
Do it. Do an example of what you do.
David.
Do an example of what... Read what I got.
You want me to read this?
Read it.
We want to thank Thomas Edison for providing tonight's entertainment.
There you go. Isn't that funny?
Timothy McVeigh's haircut provided by Ray Charles.
Yeah. This stuff is good. They don't have the guts to televise it. We'll do a radio plug, and we'll do a play-by-play. Nobody cares about this McVeigh guy, Phil.
Well, that's where I think you're wrong, okay? That's where I think you might have it wrong. You say that nobody cares about McVeigh, and nobody cares about whether or not this guy lives or dies. I think people care about the fact that they're going to be seeing or hearing an execution, okay?
And nobody gives a crap about this guy, whether he dies, whether he lives, whether he gets dragged behind a Jeep. He's the biggest scumbag that they've put to death in years. Not since the Rosenbergs. Have people wanted to see, and you know the crazy thing about the Rosenbergs, they were innocent, but whatever, you know, that was the times. They were Jewish, there were a lot of communists. It's unfortunate, but it was fun to see them get greased, and it's the same thing here.
Now, wait a minute, you're saying the Rosenbergs were innocent, but it was fun to see them get greased.
I don't know, I wasn't alive then, neither were you, but I understand the country wanted that.
Okay, so putting an innocent person to death might even
What are you saying, McVeigh's innocent?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that this is not a spectator sport. It's an execution.
And, Phil, that's where you and millions of other people who want to get on their soapbox and talk about how, in very ponderous and serious ways, how this is an execution and should be this and should be that, that's where you people are boring. People want to see this dirtbag iced. And I'm telling you, that lethal injection is the most pussy way of putting a guy to death so they don't have the electric chair.
What?
The Oklahoma.
No, I don't think so. They have lethal injection.
That is pussy. I'll tell you what. Hey, read that other line, by the way.
Okay. It says a lot more going in than coming out. One word, guys, lubricant. What is that supposed to mean?
It's about he makes his ass talk. And his like Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
And Timothy McVeigh makes his ass talk, and the ass is saying one word, lubricant, okay?
Man.
That's the shower rate. Back in the West, the whole town would show up for a hanging. What's with you?
All right, so...
Look, open up the phone lines. They open?
Yeah.
Put out the phone number.
For what? For people's opinion on the...
Put out the phone number.
1-800-449-8686. We're talking to David Hall about doing a radio play-by-play of the Timothy McVeigh execution.
Doing a radio play-by-play. We're making it funny.
Making the radio execution of Timothy McVeigh funny.
That's right.
1-800-449-8, because nobody cares about him.
No, nobody gives it. What are you?
No, I don't.
You just do yourself a favor, Phil. Quit thinking inside the box and think outside the box. The guy's crap.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
About it.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry with David G. Hall talking about covering the Timothy McVeigh execution as a comedy show. And the reason why you want us to play it for laughs is because this guy's such a dirtbag that...
Phil, people are not getting enough with this guy. First of all, lethal injection, that's a real candy-ass way to go. You know, the people out there are pretty angry. And again, I don't know, yes or no, good or bad. Fact is... You want to give them what they want, okay? And what they want is to really see this guy humiliated. The best way to humiliate him is to play this thing for laughs. And you don't put it on TV, you have it on radio.
Okay, why?
Because the radio is not the big, it's not the big window that television is.
Oh, I see. So we're just sort of...
Don't get your feelings hurt.
That's what you're saying. It's not that big of a media event.
No, it's not. All right, and you play it for laughs. That's what I want you to do.
All right, I've got this copy here. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the execution of Timothy McVeigh. Let's pull up a chair. I guess that means it's like a ball game, huh?
Yeah, you play it like a ball game. Then the whole thing about... Then you go into the whole thing about making his ass talk. And then the stuff about his haircut being done by Ray Charles.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Paul on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes. You know, I was listening to this gentleman on the radio. I mean, this is really mean, what he's saying. I mean, this person already, you know, is paying for what he did. It's not up to us to
say that. No, he's not paying for what he did. He's getting off easy.
No, I mean...
You know what I'm saying? This guy kills 160-plus people, and he's going to get a little lethal injection.
Right, but I mean, that's not for us to sit and laugh. I mean, this is not...
Why not? It's a riot.
This is something funny. This guy is dying.
You don't think it's funny this guy's going to die?
What if it happened to you?
You like it? Do you like the guy?
No, of course I don't. I mean, I don't like what he did, but...
Okay, there you go. And you know what? You being a Mexican, which you sound like you're from another country, am I right?
Well, no.
You're from
America? What difference does it make? What
he don't like you. He don't like you.
I mean, what difference does it make? I mean, a human is a human. I mean, you're sitting and making...
Human's a human. This guy's not a human being. May be right, you may be wrong. I don't know. I'm just saying, wouldn't you want to see this guy put into a bowling shirt and propped up?
That's not going to make me laugh, or that's not going to... I'm not going to enjoy listening to this guy die.
You know what you got to do, Phil? Don't you have that electricity sound effect?
All right, let me...
Do you have... Listen, Phil, when I ask you a question, answer.
What?
Do you have that electricity sound effect?
I guess we do, yeah.
So when they pull a switch, that's what you do.
Well, they're not pulling the switch on the guy. It's a lethal injection.
You pull a switch. People want to hear that.
All right, thanks for your call, sir. 1-800-449-8686. Look, there's a dignity that goes along with even the worst person on earth dying, and I think that's what people are talking about. Talking about...
Oh, no. That's a lot of lip service. And
no, people are talking...
Don't interrupt me, okay? I know about people. I built a radio station. I built one of the strongest radio stations in America, if not the greatest, KFI in Los Angeles. I did that. You didn't. I did it. And I'm telling you, I know people. What they want to see is this guy get it good. So play it for laughs. Do the Thomas Edison, thanks for the electricity thing. Do some of the Benjamin Franklin stuff. You put him in a bowling shirt. You have him, shower raped.
Oh, yeah, that's really funny, man.
It is.
1-800-449-8686. Is this what you're talking about here?
Yeah, I like that. That's good. That's good. Hit it again. Great. That's all we need.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Rachel on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hi.
Yes. Hi. I was just listening to you with this. I would call him a gentleman, but I prefer not to.
Yeah. My name is David Hall. I'm trying to do a job here.
I think first
I'm
of all,
I'm trying to do a job. That's all I'm trying to do.
Listen. Just listen for a second. You know, if you didn't talk so much and you listen, you'd learn.
I know everything there is to know about radio. I know more about radio than you do, that's for sure, and you know that.
First of all, I don't think you're a gentleman. I think you have a vulgar mouth. I could not believe.
What are you talking about? What did
I say? I could not believe when I put my radio on that I was listening to your vulgar mouth.
What word did I use that was vulgar?
You're not nice. You didn't even listen to the gentleman that was talking to you there, Mr. Henry.
That's different from being vulgar. What vulgar word did I use?
You sound vulgar. You're vulgar. I could tell. Just talk.
What about the whole thing about the shower rape?
Yeah.
You're nasty.
What's wrong with that?
You're not nice. I'm from the
50s. I'm not nice.
You know, I can't believe...
Look, lady, we can't afford nice anymore. We just had a guy
just
blow up the...
Just listen to me
okay,
here for a minute. I was brought up with five brothers, and I never had one brother to talk the way you do.
What are you,
you
talking about?
You do not belong on radio.
Well, if your brothers are all pussies...
And you're no different than Timothy McBay.
McBay? Who's
you're
he?
You're no better.
McVeigh with a V.
Well, McVeigh or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
You're
read
awful.
Read a
you
newspaper.
Are a nasty
read
individual.
A newspaper.
Look at how, David, what are we proving here?
This lady, she don't read papers. His name's
I
McVeigh.
I do read the papers.
Well, then you know his name's McVeigh.
Listen, I was Woman of the Year of 1996 in Massachusetts, so don't tell me
what?
Anything but
you were. You were what?
You sound like
Woman of the Year
in
Hey, Phil, look up Woman of the Year in 1996 in Massachusetts. I'm going to get your name.
Who knows?
And I'm writing a letter to whoever the guy is that runs that state now. Is he still a Democrat?
But you are a terrible person on radio. You swear It's
I never swear. What's the word I used?
I can't believe I heard you swear.
What
in
word?
The words you used.
What word did I use?
You're,
you can't
you're
prove
You're not
it.
A gentleman.
You're lying. You're making things up. The
That's
woman
not
of the
true.
Year.
I don't know how Mr.
The woman
Henry,
of the year in 1996 in Massachusetts
you
is
on
lying.
Look at
you're
David.
You're not a gentleman. Look at the way you're talking
ma'am,
to me.
Ma'am, if you were the woman of the year in 1996,
you
why
are
you lying?
You are not a gentleman.
Why are you lying?
You are not a gentleman.
All you people in Massachusetts, this late.
Okay, will you come on?
God, Phil,
nice
I'd like to strap
about Massachusetts.
You know what I wouldn't mind doing? Putting you in a chair
that
with a dry
nice.
Sponge.
That
okay.
is not nice of you to talk about
What do you think about that Timothy McVeigh?
What would I do with him?
What would you do with him?
I have nothing to do with him. He done nothing to me.
He's
done
nothing.
Nothing to me.
So you think he should walk?
No, I don't. I think they should do what they're going to do. And it's up to
I
him.
Play
I'm
it
not
for
in
laughs.
Charge of him.
I want to play it for laughs.
You're not. But play it for laughs. Why? He's
because
a
it's
human
funny.
Being.
A dirtbag
he
like
is
that.
He's a human being.
Nah, human being. That guy, greasing that guy is the best thing we could do. And if you play it for
you're
laughs.
You're not sympathetic at all. You have no.
Sympathetic
you
to
have
what?
No love in you.
I can't stand Timothy McVeigh.
McVeigh.
I know,
you
but that's what she thinks
no
it is.
You don't have no love in you.
I don't have no love in me. The woman no. of the year, 1996, no
that's
love.
That's right.
I like those
that's
double
right.
negatives up there.
And don't
what,
try
what,
to threaten,
what are we doing here? We
don't
baiting
try
this?
To threaten right. me on the radio.
I'm just saying that you're the woman of the year in 96
don't
in Massachusetts,
don't try to threaten
right?
me by saying you're going to report me or anything like
I'm
that.
I'm reporting
you're
you.
You're the one that should be reporting.
I'm reporting you to the Massachusetts Woman of the Year Committee.
You do that.
Yeah, I will.
You won't get
I happen to
far.
Know who the chairman is.
I could not believe.
I know those people.
I could not believe when I opened.
What?
When I, when I could not
hold on,
believe
hold on.
This afternoon
Rachel,
when I opened my radio
Rachel,
and listened to
you
your
filthy,
your rape. Dirty, rotten
Would you turn
mouth.
On your newspaper this morning, too? What are you talking about?
Look, David.
Phil, would you shut up?
David.
Would you shut up?
I'm not afraid of you.
I'm talking to Phil. I'm talking to this, what do you call it?
The woman?
You are horrible.
Yeah, the woman.
David, I wanted to make a point.
I'm telling you, Phil Henry, to shut up while I talk to
it's
the lady.
Mr. I haven't even said anything to Mr. Henry yet. I don't know even.
Of course
I mean,
you're
I've
not saying anything
to
Henry.
Mr.
He's a bore. I'm interesting.
Listen, I've listened to Mr. Henry, and he is a gentleman.
Thank you. Thank
but
you
I've
very
noticed
much.
Mr.
Shut up,
Henry
Phil.
Has a lot of dirt bags that come on his show.
Well, ma'am, that's why me. I'm going to have to hang up on you.
You can do what you want.
But I have always said that.
Oh, wait a
you
second.
Can, it's okay
a lot
for
of dirt
you
bags
to talk rotten.
Rachel, is that
you're
your if that's your real first name, I want you, Phil, to look up if this broad was Woman of the Year.
Look, at David, I'll do no such thing.
Thank
and
you.
You're going to do what I tell you to do. Look up to see if she was Broad of the Year.
You that's mean awesome. Woman of the Year.
And since when
yeah.
do you call a lady a broad?
Since I just started talking to you. Now,
that's
Phil, what I
want...
I'm not
thing.
Going to do it.
I want you to do it, Henry.
You have
you're
no
fired.
Hanging up.
Look
you
at Rachel.
Talk about, you talk about people, but
I,
look at yourself.
Look at myself.
Yeah.
I can barely see myself.
You ought to see yourself.
I
you
can't. I can't see my
yourself.
Legs while I'm sitting here. I can't see the lower half
you're,
of my body.
You're not a nice person.
Well, the upper half of me is nice, but that's all I can see.
You're not a nice person.
But after Weight Watchers, things will change. I guarantee you that.
I don't
okay.
care.
Okay. God.
Has...
All right. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. And no, we ain't playing the Timothy McVeigh. I got to have a meeting with him after we get off the air if he's still around. We ain't playing it for laughs. Although, that bowling shirt thing probably wouldn't be a bad idea. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. By the way, I got our updated figure on the sale of our CD is $101,964.50. It's beautiful. Phil Henry Show.